Surah Muhammad. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Those who disbelieve and obstruct Allah's way, He will render their deeds fruitless. As for those who believe and do good deeds and believe in what is revealed to Muhammad, the truth from his Rabb, He will remove from them their evils and improve their condition. This is because the unbelievers follow falsehood, while the believers follow the truth from their Rabb. Thus Allah cites their similitudes for mankind. Therefore, when you meet the unbelievers in the battlefield, smite their necks, and when you have thoroughly subdued them, then take prisoners of war and bind them firmly. After the war lays down her burdens, then you have the choice whether you show them favor or accept ransom. Thus are you commanded. If Allah wanted, He Himself could have punished them, but He adopted this way so that He may test some of you by means of others. As for those who are slain in the cause of Allah, He will never let their deeds be lost. Soon He will guide them, improve their condition, and admit them to the paradise which He has announced for them. O believers, if you help the cause of Allah, He will help you and establish your feet firmly. As for the unbelievers, they shall be consigned to perdition, and He will bring their deeds to nothing. That is because they hate the revelations of Allah. Therefore, He rendered their deeds fruitless. Have they not traveled through the land and seen what was the end of those who have gone before them? Allah destroyed them utterly, and a similar fate awaits these unbelievers. This is because Allah is the protector of the believers, while the unbelievers have no protector. Surely Allah will admit those who believe and do good deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow, while those who are unbelievers, they are to enjoy only this life and eat as cattle eat, but in the hereafter the fire shall be their abode. How many cities which were mightier than your city which has driven you out have we destroyed for their disbelief, and there was none to save them? Can he who follows the clear guidance from his Rabb be compared to him who is led by his own desires and whose foul deeds seem fair to him? Here is the parable of the paradise which the righteous have been promised. It has rivers, the water of which will never be stagnant, rivers of milk whose taste never changes, rivers of wine, delicious to those who drink, and rivers of honey, pure and clear. In it they will have all kinds of fruits, as well as forgiveness from their Rabb. Can such people be compared to those who shall dwell in hell forever, and they will be given scalding water which will cut their intestines into pieces? Some of them indeed listen to you, but no sooner do they leave your presence than they ask those endowed with knowledge, "What was it that he said just now?" Such are the men upon whose hearts Allah has set a seal, and who follow their own desires. As for those who follow the right way, Allah will increase their guidance and bestow on them their righteousness. Are they waiting for the hour of doom to overtake them all of a sudden? Do they not know that its signs have already come, and when it will actually overtake them, what chance will they have to benefit them by this admonition? Therefore, you should know that there is no God but Allah. Implore Him to forgive you your sins and to forgive the believing men and believing women. For Allah knows your activities and your resting places. The believers were asking, "Why is not a surah revealed allowing us to fight?" But when a decisive surah carrying the order of allowing them to fight is revealed, you saw those in whose hearts was a disease looking at you like the one under the shadow of death. Woe to them! On their tongues is the promise of obedience and good talk. So if they would have proved their promise with Allah when the final command was given, it would have been better for them. Now, what can be expected of you if you are put in authority other than to do evil in the land and violate the ties of blood? Such are those whom Allah has cursed and made them deaf and blinded their sight. Will they not ponder upon the Quran? are there locks upon their hearts? Those who turn back to unbelief after the guidance has become clear are seduced by Shaitan, who gives them false hopes. It is why they said to those who showed an aversion to what Allah has revealed, "We shall obey you in some matters," and Allah knows their secret talks. Then what they do when the angels carry off their souls, smiting their faces and their backs? That will happen because they followed the way that called for the wrath of Allah and hated to adopt the way of His pleasure. Therefore, He made all their deeds void. Do those in whose hearts is a disease think that Allah will not reveal their malice? Be so pleased, we could have pointed them out to you, and you would have recognized them promptly by their faces. But you will surely know them by the tone of their speech. Allah knows all of your actions. We shall put you to the test until we know the valiant and the resolute among you, and test all that is said about you. The unbelievers who obstruct others from the way of Allah and disputed the Rasul after the guidance has become clear to them shall in no way harm Allah. As a result, He will bring their deeds to nothing. O believers, obey Allah and obey His Rasul, and do not let your deeds come to nothing. Those who disbelieve and obstruct the way of Allah and die while they are still disbelievers, Allah will never forgive them. Therefore, do not be faint-hearted crying for peace, for you will surely gain the upper hand. Allah is on your side and will never let your deeds be wasted. The life of this world is but a play and amusement. If you believe and follow the way of piety, He will grant you your rewards and will not ask you to give up your possessions. If He were to demand all your possessions and press you for it, you would grow stingy, and He would bring out all your malice. Behold, you are those who are being asked to give in the cause of Allah, yet some of you are stingy, whereas whoever is stingy to his cause is in fact stingy to himself. Allah is self-sufficient. It is you who are needy. If you turn away, He will replace you by some other folk who will not be like you. Surat Al-Fatah.